should not have been a weird thing. This should not have been a weird situation.
Why did I do this? Why did I do this?
Team PXY, 98PXY, the number one hit music station. Oh, it's God. Corey James. It's Breezy.
I'm like crawling in my skin right now.
Like, what happened?
Oh my God. Okay, so this happened on Saturday, and I'm just being able to come out and talk about it now because I'm just so mortified.
You should be. This is horrendous.
So, Saturday was supposed to be a fun day.
It's Pride, yeah? Pride and Saturday.
You know? Got after it. It was basically my Christmas. I was out at the bar with my friends, living my best, truly.
Yeah.
I wasn't really, you know me, I like to party. I wasn't really, like, lit,
yeah,
per se. You know, the kids are saying.
Were you in your, like, happy zone?
Yeah. I had a few drinks, but also I was, like, scared of, like, actually having a heat stroke, so...
Yeah, it was 110 degrees.
I was easing back just a tad.
Probably a good idea. Way to show restraint. I'm proud of you.
I know. I'm growing up. So, we're at the bar, and I see this girl, and I was like, she looks so familiar. And I had seen her before online. I matched with her on Tinder way back when I was on the app. Not
again,
really
if you,
for me.
You're not in the know, Breezy dates girls and guys.
And guys. Yep, sure. And I saw her, and then... After I matched with her on Tinder, we followed each other on all of our social media.
So you stalked each other. Okay, excellent.
Sure. And
now, did you actually end up interacting at all, or was it just following?
No, we never... Online, you mean? No.
Yeah.
We just followed each
other. Okay, you're just
maybe
stalking
each other. Maybe liked each other's stuff. Not a big deal.
Okay, sure.
So we're at the bar, and I see this girl, and we lock eyes, and I'm like, oh, okay, yep, sure. And then I don't know what to do. I panic, Corey.
Why?
I panic, and I'm like... So I smile at her and do a half wave.
I
looked like I was saluting her.
Unconfident half wave. You were sure though. Like, it's not one of these situations
where you
see somebody out in public and you're like, oh, I think that might be them. And you might do like the half wave because you're not really sure.
It was 120% her because she called me out. She called me out. She ended up like messaging me on Twitter and was like, you good? Like, are you good? I was like, no, I'm
what?
Not.
Like, okay, this is what I don't understand. This is what I don't understand. Why does it get weird like that? Like, you obviously recognize each other. You knew how you knew each other from online.
Right.
Sure, you may have never met in real life, but like, that shouldn't have been awkward. I'm going to tell you exactly how that should have gone. All right?
Tell me.
You make eye contact, you realize, oh, it's the girl that I matched on Tinder with. Oh, and we follow each other on social media now. You march your butt over there and you say, hi, I'm Breezy. Nice to meet you. And then you have a conversation face to face in person. That's how you handle that situation.
You know, I should have done that because that is me. That is my personality.
Right?
You
what
know me.
It?
If you don't know me, I'll tell you who I am right now. I'm a very extroverted,
right?
Loud, friendly. I could be friends with a tree.
Like,
let's be honest.
You probably were walking up to strangers at that same bar and doing that.
And
what,
then when this girl,
what happens?
When this girl approached, was in my peripheral, I literally choked.
Froze?
You know how the old saying goes, shoot your shot?
Yeah.
I shot my shot in my foot.
Yeah, your shot was not great.
My aim's a little off.
Have you experienced this before where you run into somebody in real life who you know for a fact that you follow on social media and maybe you've interacted a little bit, maybe you haven't, but you know for sure it's them. Have you made it weird like this? I'll never understand it. I've had like this stuff happen to me before.
Okay.
I think the one story that sticks out in my mind the most, I was out at the gym and I was on a treadmill.
Okay.
Most surprising part of the story. And I got a tweet.
Okay.
From someone. And it was a picture of me on the treadmill.
Okay, that's...
Like, what are you doing? Just come say hi.
That is weird. That's weird.
They were like, I didn't want to make it weird and come say hi. Like, that wouldn't have been weird. You sending me a picture of me on the treadmill, that made it weird. So this worries me. This worries me because it kind of, it puts validity into this theory that the younger generation has a difficulty communicating face-to-face. It does. It's
I
scary.
Get it. I get it. I totally get it. But for me,
yeah.
I talk for a living on the radio,
yeah.
And I can't go up and talk to someone who I talk to our listeners all day, every day, not even on the radio, at our events. I meet people all
yeah,
the time. Why was I a freak about this?
I don't know.
So weird.
I have no idea.
Is
it because it was of the Tinder thing? Is it that you got nervous because you like her or think she's cute?
She's cute. She's definitely cute. But like, I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think I was just being a weirdo. And that's all I can really chalk it up to.
Just an online weirdo.
If but, you've gone through this, please help
me. Have you experienced,
please call me.
Have you experienced this plight before? 222-9800. Emily and Webster. All right. Can you relate to the plight that Breezy experienced where she ran into someone who she knew from online, but for whatever reason, when she recognized her, froze in person. Like, all you had to do was walk up and introduce yourself. That's all you had to do.
I mean, like, I would sit there and actually choke up, too, honestly.
Really?
Really? And so, like, I'm relating to her.
Okay. So, you've had this happen to you?
Yes, definitely. So, like, I was too scared to go up and say hi. And then later in the day, messaged them on Facebook and was like, oh, I saw you earlier.
See, that's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, that's the craziest part is we all think that it would be weird to go up and talk to them. But no, the weird part is, like, seeing someone, acknowledging that you see them, and then not going up and talking to them. What do you think it is?
Well, what if you go up to them and you talk to them and they don't even talk to you back? Then it's just kind of awkward. You're just standing there, like, just talking
to yourself. Well, it seems like someone's about to get an unfollow then for me, if that's the case.
But I've been in this situation before with a friend who he did go up to a girl and was like, I know you from Instagram. And she's like, I don't know you.
Oh, my God.
Well, okay, that's a her problem, though. Like, that's not on him. He didn't do anything wrong. That's the way to handle the situation. Walk up, introduce yourself. And again, if they're going to be rude back to you, then they're not worth your time. And then obviously they're not worth your follow either.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Hey, Emily, thanks for checking in. Have a great morning.
You guys too.
Bye. Bye.
Amber from Canandaigua. All right. Can you relate to the plight that Breezy experienced?
Yeah. So I was talking to this guy again on Tinder. And I'm no longer on the app. Let's clear that up.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
We were talking for a couple months. And all of a sudden, he, like, ghosted me, and I was like, oh, okay. So I went out to the bar with a couple of friends and stuff, and I so happened to look up, and he's staring at me, and I look next to him, and he has his hands on this, like, she was a beautiful girl, but I was like, oh, gosh.
Oh.
And so he grabbed her hands, and they, like, ran out of there, and I was like,
what?
Oh, goodness.
What? So, what is wrong with people? That is so bizarre.
Laughing. So hard. I was like, oh, so that's what happened. But I was like,
well,
what?
was it that he got with her, or was it that maybe he had been with her and saw you and he was like, uh-oh, could be in trouble. Yeah, that's a little different. If it's a dating situation and you've been talking to someone and they ghosted you, yeah, I would say probably not approaching that person's a good idea. But if it's just someone you know from online, like, just go and say hi. It's really that simple. It really is.
I was going to say hi, but he just grabbed her hand and just ran out of there.
Bolted.
Hey, it could be more awkward than a half wave, Bree, so that must make you feel better.
My salute. Oh, my God.